Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This one is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea, and his chosen officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters covered them. They dropped down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrew those who rose up against us. You unleashed your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The floods stood upright as a heap. The deep waters hardened in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire will devour them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. You blew with your breath. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you? Glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, doing wonders. You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. In your steadfast love, you led the people whom you have redeemed. You guided them by your strength to your holy dwelling. The nations have heard. They tremble. Anguish has seized the inhabitants of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom were dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, has seized them. All the inhabitants of Canaan melted away. Terror and dread has fallen on them. By the greatness of your arm, they are as still as a stone. Till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass by whom you have purchased. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, where you have made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. For Pharaoh's horses with his chariots and the horsemen rushed into the sea, and the Lord brought the waters of the sea back on them. But the Israelites walked on dry land through the middle of the sea. Then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and dancing. Miriam led their response. Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Then Moses led Israel away from the Red Sea, and they went out to the wilderness of Shur. They went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, because they were bitter. That is why its name is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, What can we drink? So Moses cried to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Then he threw it into the water, and the water turned sweet. Then he made a statue, an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. He said, If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do what is right in his eyes, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, then I will bring none of these diseases on you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Then they came to Elim, where there are 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there by the water.